If scientific evidence shows that the level of success that organizations achieve depends on the quality of leadership in those organizations, then organizations that are intent on achieving sustainable success must pay attention to measuring and evaluating the quality of leadership on an ongoing basis. Now, unfortunately, it seems from our practical observation of many organizations that most of us are just paying lip service to the importance of leadership, and that we do not actually make the discretionary effort to measure, evaluate, and improve leadership capabilities in our organizations in a deliberate and systematic way. You see, we echo those trite statements, you know, like everything rises and falls on leadership and the fish rots from the head. But we need to do much more than that to drive leadership effectiveness and to improve organizational outcomes. When we come back from our short break and after a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor, we are going to explore an evidence-based approach to measuring leadership effectiveness, why it is important, and how you can apply it in your organization to improve your results and your outcomes.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. Like I said earlier, there is overwhelming consensus in management science that leadership effectiveness plays an important role in the success of organizations. For example, studies done by Bass and others, Wang and others, Gupta and others demonstrate this powerful relationship. Now, due to this important effect that leadership has on organizational success, it is critical for organizations to measure the quality of leadership and then implement interventions to address gaps based on what you measure from time to time. Doing this increases your organization's ability to achieve its objectives and the results that it desires. Without a system of leadership evaluation, measurement, and improvement, you are basically leaving the success of your organization to chance, hoping that by some stroke of luck, the leadership skills required will be developed and applied, or even more unfortunately, that you will achieve sustainable success in spite of leadership capabilities. An evidence-based approach to evaluating the leadership capabilities of your managers and professionals is the use of 360-degree evaluations. A 360-degree evaluation is, as the name implies, an evaluation of specific behaviors of your managers and your leaders from multiple perspectives, from the perspectives of their colleagues, people at the same level with them, of their supervisors, and of their direct reports. 360-degree evaluations for leadership usually focus on several dimensions of leadership, either based on a generic leadership competency framework or based on an organization-specific leadership framework that reflects your organization's values and behavioral expectations that are germane to that organization. Usually, the evaluators or the raters will be selected for each person being evaluated, and a technology tool is typically used to automate the process and preserve the anonymity of the evaluators. Each evaluator will provide qualitative and quantitative feedback on the managers and the professionals and the leaders that are mapped to them. And the automated tool will typically collate, synthesize, and provide a report showing the consolidated feedback from everyone in the manager's 360-degree ecosystem. Remember, his peers, her supervisor, and her direct reports. Now, the feedback and the insights from the report can be used to develop context-specific leadership development programs for the managers. They can also be used as a baseline for coaching and mentoring programs and as the basis for talent and succession planning decisions regarding that manager. We have found quite interestingly that when 360-degree evaluations are used for calculating performance bonuses, awarding pay increases, and determining promotions of employees, we find that employees start to game the system, and most of the scores tend to be close to the mean. That is, everyone is suddenly equally good at leadership. Therefore, we discourage organizations from using 360 evaluations in this way. Overall, 360-degree evaluations are an effective means of measuring leadership capabilities, and they support not just the development of leadership skills, but they also enhance the sustainable success of your organization. Now, at Learning Impact, we believe that a great place to start with driving organizational success is to pay attention to the leadership capabilities of your people. And our unique Leader 360-degree solution is a valuable tool to help you to measure and evaluate leadership capabilities and give valuable feedback to your leaders so that they can improve and therefore contribute more purposefully towards the success of your organization. The rich insights, analysis, and recommendations that the Leader 360 offers will no doubt enhance the leadership culture in your organization and bolster organizational results. So please, feel free to reach out to us via WhatsApp on +234 818 195 6161 or via email at info@learningimpactmodel.com to explore this further. If you have enjoyed this episode of the EFICO podcast and you would like to keep listening and learning with us, please subscribe on this platform or on any other platform like Amazon, Apple, Google, Podbean, and Spotify, where you listen regularly to your podcasts. Remember, there is absolutely no need to keep this a secret, so please feel free to share the love with your family, your friends, and your colleagues. Until next time, my name is Omagbiche Baru, and I am your online EFICO.